Accession number 30401, Mr. Ron Batchelor, 305. Now, the other thing we want to ask you is whether you remember of any of your regimental associations. I mean, did you join the Royal Corps of Signals Association?
Yeah, I belong to the Royal Corps of Signals
Association. What does that do? I mean, is that what it's called, the Royal Corps?
Yeah, what they call it, the Royal Signals Association.
And what is that?
Well, every year I go down to Blanford. It's normally the last week in June, where they have their passing out parade of all their soldiers, and all the ex-servicemen go down there. It's quite a nice weekend, and I meet up with all my mates I was in the army with, as I say.
You still know?
Oh, yeah.
You meet a lot of your old comrades.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, this year, as I say, this June I met up with a chap. How I came to join that was that, I better go back to the beginning.
Yeah, that's fine. We're interested in regiment associations, isn't it? How they work and what they do.
Oh, God, bloody fuck, cramp.
How'd you join it?
Over the years, I was wondering if there was a Korean Veterans Association. And I was reading the Evening Standard one night, and it said in there about Korean veterans. So I wrote off to this chap, and he sent me a letter to say, go to the Colchester branch. So the chap who runs Colchester branch was a Korean veteran. Well, as I say, of course he was in the Korean. He was in the same troop as me out in Korea. So he said, right. He said, the nearest one to you, he said, is in London, Stratford. So that's where I joined Stratford. And then he said, we're going down to Blanford. So I said, well, I'll come with you. So that's how we all met up.
So he told you about the Royal Signals?
Yeah. So we went down there. That must have been about 8 years ago. And I met up with one chap who was a signal officer, superintendent, the same as me. And he was a regular, George Enan. So we started writing to the other chaps. A couple of Welsh lads come down. And then there's the chap who was with my operator out in Korea. He came down because he belongs to the Hertfordshire branch, the same as Ron Larby. So we meet up every year. So there's about 10 of us now meet up every year down at Blanford.
So now, what about the British Korean War Veterans Association? You know, the one you joined. Yeah. What does that do for you? I mean, you won't have people you know in that, I presume.
No.
Why is that important to you?
Well, I wanted to meet up with lads who have been out in Korea. Because it's surprising the bond you get. I mean, as you say, a band of brothers. And that's what we are, really. You know, you're like brothers. And I wanted that comradeship again.
So do you meet them as well? Do you go to
meetings? Once a month.
And what are the meetings like?
Well, it gives you what's going on around all the other regions. Then we have a thing what we're going to do. Hold on a minute.
It's just the agenda. It's just it's fairly standard meetings. But you have reports from all the
officers. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then the secretary tells what's going on.
What's going on and what's coming up in the future. I mean, we've got a meeting tomorrow night. Once a month we meet, every Friday.
And about how many go then?
We have about 20 there. Though we've got over 100 in the group. But a lot of them live a long way away. We can see that. Oh no, it's not in there.
And do you have a drink or what do you
do? Oh yeah, we meet in a pub.
So now, you've got a magazine, The Viking, as well.
Yeah,
you?
Yeah. Have you seen that?
I've seen one. Yeah. It's quite good. It's got articles. And
Membership
list.
Yeah, yeah.
Now the real thing is that you went back, and we're very interested in the trip.
Yeah.
When did you go back?
Well, the first trip I went back on was in '98. It was a trip to New Zealand because every 2 years they have a reunion in New Zealand. So what we do is we fly Korean Airways. We stop off in Seoul for a couple of days, then go on to New Zealand. And then we come back the same way, then come home again. I've done that 3 times. The last time I went...
Now, why New Zealand? Because you've not got a connection with...
I've got Relations out in New Zealand.
Right, okay. Yeah. Now tell me about the trips to Korea. What are they like?
They're very good. The last trip I went on was a trip to Korea. And you go around all the big battles that was over there. Like the Australians and New Zealanders, the Canadians, and the British one, you know, that where the Gloucesters were taken. We go to all those memorials. Then we go by bullet train down to Pusan, to the Commonwealth Cemetery there. You go around the Korean one, which is in Seoul, go to their big one. I mean, they've got about 600,000 burials there. Then you have a big dinner, gala dinner. You go to the British Embassy, have a meal there and talk with the ambassador. We had a trip up to L355, which is in the DMZ zone now.
What was that like? I mean, I know you weren't there long, but
very
you were in the area of that, weren't you?
I tell you what, it was blooming very windy when we went up there. And you got the the Americans on this hill there. And over there you see another pillbox where the North Koreans are there. And no man's laying in between. And while we was there, they showed you the Freedom Bridge. And next to the Freedom Bridge there is where they take lorries across now to feed the North Koreans. And they go across in convoy, and they're building this like complex up there, and they come back in convoy.
How did the South Koreans receive you? I mean, did they make a fuss of you?
They make a fuss of you.
Tell us about it.
They can't do enough. You go to the war museum in Seoul, and they have a lot of children there, and they hang around you, they want your photograph and all that, and everyone comes up and shakes your hand. I mean, they can't do enough for us. And they have a big banquet, and that's out of this world. They have a shows on there. I mean, next time you come up, I'll show you a tape of it.
Do you think it was all worthwhile what you did and the Korean War and things? I mean, how do you feel about it?
I'll tell you what. The first time I went back, I couldn't recognise. It's more like New York, really. I mean, the skyscrapers. I mean, I had a 3-day pass with the Americans in Seoul, and that was virtually near enough flattened. But now you see all these buildings. They've worked wonders in 50 years. I mean, there was hardly any trains out there when I was there the first time. But now they've got bullet trains there. Their underground is out of this world. I mean, what they have done in 50 years, it's fantastic.
Now, you think that's down to the war?
Well,
otherwise it would be part of North Korea.
Oh, it would be part of North Korea, yeah. Oh, yeah, that was down to the war, yeah. And I think they thank us for what we've done out there.
Do you think it was worthwhile for you?
Well, I enjoyed it while I was there. Yeah. Well, I enjoyed my time there. And I wouldn't have missed it, really.
Thank you very much.